It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 18th of November? I hope so. Today is the 322nd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 43 days remaining until the end of the year, which means it is time already to start thinking of your New Year resolution or resolutions, if you are ambitious, and get them to the Sound Kitchen's resolution box. We'll draw your answers out of the box and read them on the air, and if you are one of the lucky ones, you'll get a special RFI prize. Back to the here and now, it's Independence Day in Morocco, the day when the protectorate of France and Spain was over in 1956. Have you ever been to Morocco? I love it there. It's so beautiful, the people are so nice, and the food is wonderful. There may be a couscous in my future, my very near future, like tonight. Ooh, and the yummy pastries, so delicate, filled with dates and honey. One of my favorite Parisian afternoons. Take a walk in the botanical gardens and then go to the Great Mosque, which is right beside the gardens, for mint tea and pastries in their garden, which they heat in the winter. That, my friends, guarantees a peaceful day. Beautiful flowers, mint tea, delicious pastries. Who could ask for more? Did you know the word Morocco, well, the real name of the country, Al-Maghrib, Morocco is in fact the westernized name, but Al-Maghrib means place the sun sets, the west. Long known as the Western Kingdom in the Arab world, the kingdom was established in 789 and has been ruled by the Alawite dynasty since 1666. Morocco is the only North African country to avoid Ottoman occupation, and although it was a protectorate of France and Spain, it was never a colony. Today, Morocco is a constitutional monarchy with an elected parliament. The current king, Mohammed VI, is known as a cautious reformer. His wife was a journalist. What do you think of that? I saw her once in Fez at a sacred music festival, and she is beautiful. Happy Independence Day, Morocco. Two other countries are celebrating their independence today. It's Proclamation Day in Latvia. Latvians are celebrating their independence from Russia in 1918. And today is the day Oman declared its independence from Britain in 1971. And coincidentally, today is also the day that famous American suffragette and tireless slavery abolitionist Susan B. Anthony got put in jail with 14 other women for illegally voting in the 1872 U.S. presidential election. Why a coincidence? You'll find out in just a minute, so don't touch that dial.
Hey. Stop. Sit. Relax. Listen. This is the Sound Kitchen.
I am called Mustafa Baro. I live in Serekunda, Gambia. I'm one of the fans, everyday listener of RFI. Thank you.
The voice of your fellow listener, my friends. Remember, we have a special RFI English listener line, a phone number just for you so you can call and leave a message. We want to hear your voices, and so do your fellow listeners, and they will, because your messages will go on the air like you just heard. Call, say your name and your country, and leave a short message, you know, something like, I love RFI, because of course you do. Pick up that phone and give us a call. We had some trouble with the old number, so if you called and couldn't get through, try again, please. The correct number to call is +331 84 22 95 82. That's +331 84 22 95 82. Pick up that phone. Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. And the a Susan B. Anthony coincidence, because today is the question about women's right to vote. So it's only right we should have it on the day one of our voting mother activists went to jail. On the 21st of October, I asked you about universal suffrage for women. I asked you to send in the name of the country and the year which first granted women the right to vote. All women, regardless of economic, educational, or social status. A bit tricky, because there were some countries which allowed tax-paying or land-holding women to vote quite early on. For example, tax-paying Swedish women who belonged to a trade guild could vote in 1718, although the men changed their minds and rescinded that right in 1758. At any rate, what I wanted from you was the country which first adopted universal suffrage. You're a woman, you can vote, end of discussion. The answer is New Zealand in 1893. Although not yet a nation, New Zealand was the first self-governing country in the world to allow women to vote, all women. However, women were not allowed to run for or hold political office. For that, we look to Finland in 1906, where women could both vote and hold office. The world's first female members of parliament were elected in Finland in 1907. So, I accepted as correct answers both New Zealand and Finland. The winners are... RFI Listeners Club members Arna Tim from Harjuma, Estonia, Rashida Mani from Massila, Algeria, and Rashid, thanks for your colorful quiz entries. They're always so pretty. And Solomon Fesahazian from Asmara, Eritrea. There's Mrs. Begum Firoza Hossein, a member of the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India. And last but not least, Shamoli Begum from Bogra, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. You remember last month I told you how to vote for the young musicians who were competing to win the RFI Discovery Prize? Well, the jury and you have made their decision, and the prize has gone to... And there's your question. Who won the 2017 RFI Musical Discovery Prize? Send in the winner's nationality to... Send me the name and the nationality of the young musician who won this year's RFI Discovery Prize. You have until the 11th of December to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 16th of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
You can also text your quiz answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial plus 33 631 12 96 82. That's plus 33 631 12 96 82. Be sure you include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. Before we go, take a minute to think of our brothers and sisters in Iran and Iraq who have suffered from the terrible, terrible earthquake this week. Send them your healing thoughts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. Se
a preparar la equipona para dar comienzo a la obra. Suya bota furulele, emprenda de capiocile. Suya bota furulele, emprenda de capiocile. Podará se pone el día pa' saludar a papá. Un gallo con muy maíz, que tambor ya está sonando. Un gallo con muy maíz, que tambor ya está sonando.
Oh, my Julie, oh, my Julie, oh, my.